Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. One now retired professor of one of our Concordia universities has a unique way of describing this fourth petition. He would say it's about praying for, quote, our daily bread and chicken. And of course, we could also add, and gas for the car, and a roof over our head, and good health, and a salary that pays the bills, and safety on the streets, and. As Luther said in his large catechism, to sum these things up, this petition includes everything that belongs to our entire life in the world, for we need daily bread because of life alone. That's why Luther includes that long laundry list in his small catechism. And you have to appreciate that little phrase at the end, and the like. That must be German for etc., etc., etc. It's in this petition that our Lord moves our attention from the heavenly, divine things to our earthly needs. For the first three petitions, in this conversation with our true Father, we've prayed for things on His mind, His name, His kingdom, His will. And now, finally, we get around to the needs of our poor breadbasket, the necessary things of our body and of temporal life. This petition, though, is about much more than merely asking for our physical, earthly needs and receiving whatever God happens to toss our way. After all, God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. God, our true Father, is much more than a heavenly vending machine that tosses out goodies every time we put the coins of our prayers in. How does Luther teach us to pray? We pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. It's about much more than gathering and securing goodies. It's about receiving in faith. If we want to pray this fourth petition rightly, perhaps we need to walk in the sandals of the people of Israel in the wilderness of sin. There they were, in the barren wilderness. No more meat pots. No more bread to the full. No, please do not imitate their grumbling and complaining. But they were confronted with their very real need. They were coming to grips with a very stubborn fact. They could not provide for themselves. They had to rely on someone else. And despite the grousing and the complaining and the grumbling, God still was gracious. He promised to rain down bread from heaven, not just once, not just twice, but each and every day. Then God announced, "And let me see your faithfulness. I will supply your need day by day. Each morning, go out and gather what you need for that day according to the size of your household, no more, no less. Oh, and by the way, I will help you keep my Sabbath day holy. On Friday morning, gather up twice what you need, and you'll have plenty for Saturday as well. And on top of all this goodness, God gave them a one-time bonus meal, some tasty quail that very evening. God certainly gives daily bread to everyone, and He wants us to receive it with the thanksgiving of faith. Since we are walking through the wilderness of sin with the Israelites, and through the wilderness of our own sinful condition, let me invite your participation. How many of you, by show of hands here, how many of you have at least two changes of clothing in your closet or dresser, one for everyday wear and the other your Sunday best? Raise your hands. Good. How many of you have enough food, enough daily bread and chicken in the cupboard so that you do not need to go hunting and gathering at the grocery store every morning before breakfast? Raise your hand. How many of you have either a car or a bicycle or a scooter or at least two legs to get from point A to point B? Good. God certainly gives daily bread to everyone, even apart from your prayers. And here are some questions that need no hand raising. How's that whole receiving with thanksgiving thing going for you? What would you do if God, in his fatherly wisdom, happened to downsize your wardrobe or thin out your food pantry? How would you respond if God, for your eternal benefit, chose to empty the store shelves or slow down the supply chains or allow things such as higher gas prices, inflation, a global pandemic, or social unrest? How much grumbling and complaining would there be, or is there? God certainly gives daily bread to everyone, and he wants us to receive it in times of want as well as times of plenty with the thanksgiving of faith. When you read Luther's large catechism on this fourth petition, he gives a very brief explanation and sketch showing how far this petition extends through all conditions on earth. He says that anyone might indeed make a long prayer on the topic. And if you think his laundry list in the small catechism was long, just wait till you read and ponder this one. Yes, we ask God to give us food, drink, clothing, house, home, health. We pray for the crops in the field to grow and mature. And let's also add prayers for good harvests and everything included in getting those crops safely to market for our shopping and consumption. And of course, we pray for godly spouses and children, for faithful friends and neighbors. We pray that our work would prosper and succeed. And by the way, for those of you who are soon to end up in a parish, that prospering and succeeding looks a lot different than that for the corporate CEO or the small business owner. Your success and prosperity is in being faithful to your Lord and his word. And Luther also urges us to pray for wisdom, strength, and success to emperors, kings, and all estates. Boy, is that in desperate need these days. No doubt we have not, because we ask not. The fourth petition also leads us to pray against certain things. As Luther says, this petition is especially directed also against our chief enemy, the devil. For all his thought and desire is to deprive us all of all that we have from God or to hinder it. Yes, we may pray for our enemies to be vanquished. We may pray that bad laws be overturned. We may pray that society slide into godless chaos, despair, and corruption be reversed. So much to pray in this petition, and so little time to pray it. But fear not. God also gives us a salutary perspective. This fourth petition comes right in the middle of our Lord's model prayer. First, we prayed for things on God's mind, His name, His kingdom, His will. And then we arrived at the single and lone petition for all of our earthly, physical, bodily needs. And the petitions yet to come continue to focus on our needs, but needs of the soul, our forgiveness, our protection in times of temptation, our deliverance from this valley of sorrow. And so, when you work the math, praying for our daily bread and chicken takes up a mere 1/7 of our attention. 14.3%. And that leaves a whole 6 out of 7 petitions, a whole 85.7%, to focus on our life with God, both here on earth and there in heaven. God indeed is gracious. God certainly gives daily bread to everyone. And He wants you to receive it with the thanksgiving of faith. How did Jesus say it? "Do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." God does want us and invites us to pray for our earthly needs, our earthly goods. He wants us to recognize that we receive them all from His gracious fatherly hand. He invites us to know and experience His fatherly goodness toward us in His gifts. And in addition, and more importantly, our Lord would also remind us of our true daily bread. God gave manna, bread from heaven, to the Israelites for their daily bodily needs. But He also gives us a better bread. For the bread of God is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus Himself is our daily bread. Baked in the midday sun and heat of Good Friday, broken for you on the cross, and always giving life because of His resurrection. So cling to His promise. "I am the bread of life," He said. "Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." God certainly gives daily bread to everyone, and His promise comforts, it sustains. It also enables you to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread, and let us all be clothed and fed. Save us from hardship, war, and strife. In plague and famine, spare our life, that we in honest peace may live, to care and greed no entrance give." Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.